This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, what do we got?
You are the last line of defense in your home.
That's right.
Doesn't matter if you're 6'5", 280, or 5'5", 125 with perk bosoms.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I mean, you are the line.
Mm-hmm.
And when shiznit hits the fan, you better get your ass up and make sure everything is safe. And it doesn't matter what you look like
yes.
while you're doing
it. Mm-hmm.
Why are you being so weird about this?
Because I felt so uncomfortable.
Really?
And the way this thing played out, I never would have thought this would have happened at this time of night.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Why are you so down today, buddy?
So, it's actually Sunday morning, out of nowhere, some weird noise outside.
So you are in bed?
We're sound asleep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's close to 1:30 in the morning, and the dog is going berserk, and it won't stop. I can't hear, but my wife can.
Okay.
So now she's up, now I'm up, and I'm trying to hear what she's hearing, and I finally hear it. I don't know what the hell this noise is, but the problem is the dog is just going nuts and will not stop barking.
So where is the noise coming from?
Mostly around the front of the house.
So
somewhere.
It's outside.
Oh, it's outside.
Okay.
So, and it won't stop. So, okay, I got to go chase this animal thing out of here, right?
Okay, all right.
So, it's freezing cold out. So I put on my flannels.
Okay.
Put on my hoodie.
All right.
Put on a hat.
Okay.
And then I have these up-to-the-knee rubber boots I wear when I work in the yard in the spring and in the winter when I'm shoveling.
Sure.
They look completely stupid.
You have to be the only man who isn't a fisherman or outdoorsman that owns a pair of boots like that.
They're Cabela's, by the way, the outdoor store.
Are you trying to make you sound tougher? Because it's not helping.
They're Italian boots. Cabela. So I got to go outside, so I need a weapon.
Yes.
Oh, I got a weapon.
What do you got? Wait, you got a gun? She won't let you have a gun.
Oh, better than a gun. It's old school.
What?
I have a movie promotional bat from League of Their Own that I got on the old show when they used to like send out all this stuff when movies would go to DVD.
Yeah.
They would send us the DVD to talk about, and they'd give you all the tchotchkola stuff that goes with it. So I have a League of Their Own bat.
So do you keep this out within reach for defense purposes?
It's over where all the tarps are in the corner of the garage.
You have the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League bat.
Yes. It's pink. So it's a pink wooden bat
okay.
that says League. I've never used this damn thing, right? So now, I'm going out the front. Pop open a garage. Here we go.
All right.
It's 1:30 in the morning. Now, my neighborhood is old, so it's dead to the world at 1:30 in the morning. You don't see anybody. As I'm opening up the effing garage and walking out with a pink bat dressed the way I look, there's a car coming up our drive at 1:30 in the morning.
Your private drive?
Whoa.
Yes. And I'm going, what is this? And as I'm pulling up, this kid is looking as he's driving by me to go to some house. Because there's like four houses on the drive. He's looking at me like, what the F? I'm holding a
pink
bat. You
made awkward eye contact.
I'm just standing there.
Well, I mean, look how buggy his eyes are. He could open his eyes. He would have made eye contact for me from Henrietta.
So he's looking at me in shock. I'm looking at him in shock. But he's like, what is this guy going to do?
Yeah, that would be alarming.
So the guy pulls down to my neighbor.
Yeah.
And then pulls up and then leaves. And I'm still just standing there. And as he leaves, he's still looking at me in like shock, and he just goes away. And I go, I got to look like the biggest effing lunatic this kid's ever seen.
Counterpoint, maybe he was a criminal looking to do something, and he saw you in your yellow boots and pink bat.
Too crazy to mess with.
Thought twice.
Or he could be what I'm guessing, am I the only neighborhood in the country that still gets the paper delivered?
Oh, you think so?
No, I know so. Okay. He was delivering the paper.
No kidding.
To my neighbor, who's a realtor. So I guess, like, you know, she looks at the real estate section, so she's like the only person that actually gets the effing newspaper.
All right.
1:30 in the morning. So now I'm out, I'm walking around the yard. I turn on all the lights around the house, all around outside, and I'm walking around looking for this, whatever this thing is. It don't. It's gone. Whatever happened to the left.
All right, well, yeah.
Whatever the animal noise was.
You know, the scenario, right? Soon as I get undressed, close it out. This is what I'm hearing again. You got to be effing kidding me. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. This freaking thing is back. And I said, screw it. I'm going to bed.
Good luck, sweetheart. I did all I could.
I can't hear anyway, so I think the dog even got fed up.
All right, so you're insecure about how you looked going outside?
Yeah, with a pink bat and boots.
All right. Look,
I think you did have going in your favor is if that was a paper delivery person.
Yeah.
They've probably seen some weird stuff in the morning.
Not in this neighborhood.
No, I don't think she's wrong, because here's what's strange. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. The least surprising part of this story is your outfit bothered you the most, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But don't feel bad, because what you described is a very common experience for every man.
Mm.
When it's time to get up out of bed.
Yeah.
And protect your family from whatever mystery lays outside of your house.
What a bump that goes in the night.
You can't help but look like a lunatic.
Yeah.
What you're wearing, what you're carrying as a weapon, you're still half asleep, so you could be doing or saying things that make no sense. For the most part, if your neighbors were to see what you were doing, they would understand.
You hope.
Well, Tommy, they've probably done it too. Let's say the shoe was on the other foot, right? And I'm sorry, the big yellow boot was on the other foot. Tomorrow, 2:30 in the morning, you're leaving to come to the studio, and you see your neighbor outside. He's got a 9-iron. He's in slippers, in boxer shorts, and a sweatshirt. You would know exactly what was going on.
It's true.
Would you judge them?
No, probably not. I wish I had a 9-iron.
Okay. Yeah, but it would have been from the kid's bag. Got this. Never mind. It is weird.
Yeah.
Knowing that this is something every husband deals with, that we don't have emergency clothes ready to throw on.
Oh.
But that's kind of that's also so paranoid that you need like this to-go outfit at any moment.
You have been sitting here for 5 minutes talking about how embarrassed you were by your flannel, your big old yellow boots, and your pink bat.
But what else? I don't have like intimidating, you know, combat ready outfit.
I'm not saying put on a SEAL Team 6 uniform. I'm saying just a pair of sweatpants, sweatshirt, something just in case we got to get up or get the hell out of the house. Like, let's say there was a fire. Do you sleep in your boxers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Boxer tee.
Kimmy, wait. I know this sounds bad. What do you sleep in, Kimmy?
It's just like a shorts and t-shirt.
Okay. I sleep naked.
Sounds alluring.
Did you want me to say something else?
Nope,
don't you put your hands up.
You said
it. Whatever I want.
I sleep naked. So if I have to run out.
Less alluring.
Well, that may scare some people away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm not kidding.
Like, I was on your side here a second ago.
Here's my point. The crazier you look when you come out, maybe the more intimidating you look.
Yeah, an exposed crank.
I mean, like if there was a fire, yeah, Kimmy. Yeah. Yeah, right, I'm not right. chasing somebody with my dong swinging around.
So you had to have your to-go outfit to get out of the house.
It's not out of it's not a crazy thing.
But that
to
means
think.
Everybody need my wife, the kids, everybody would need something.
Well,
if everybody's gonna get out of the house, you can't be the only one dressed and ready to go.
No, you're right.
See you losers.
You're right. But the odds I as a husband, father, yeah. have to get out of bed to
well,
check
you have
on
to be
something.
Lead.
Yeah, it's much higher.
Mm.
By the way, you should also give your props for one very specific thing. You put on a shirt.
Oh, yeah. I put on a hoodie. It was cold out.
More men than you want to believe would make the move you made.
I think my husband would. He would just jump out.
I've done it. Yeah.
Shorts and bare top.
Middle of the night, home safety, shirt is optional.
You imagine seeing a 66-year-old midget, hairy,
yeah.
with a pink bat and boots.
No, I'm not saying.
You would think I was hosting an orgy in there.
I'm not saying it would be something people.
Hey, kid, when you get done with that paper, slide over.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy is bothered by the fact that after a bump outside in his house early Sunday morning, 1:30 in the morning, got up to go check it out. You had on flannel pants.
Flannels, rubber boots, hoodie, hat, and a pink promotional bat from League of Their Own.
And you went outside, and the kid delivering the paper
yes.
saw you, made eye contact with you right in the face.
Yeah.
Right. All right. The outfit thing. You should not worry about
no.
it, right? But I do have a different question for you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
You went outside with the bat to check on what was going on.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was.
Mystery
some kind of,
noise.
Was this some kind of animal?
What were you planning on doing with that bat?
Hitting it with the bat.
Okay. Look, you're my boy.
Knowing you, if it was fluffy and cute, you would have just shooed it away.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to, like, clobber a bunny.
No, but you're also not, like, you also weren't entirely sure it was an animal.
I have no idea what it was.
Okay.
It wasn't a human being. Right. It was a dying animal, I thought, anyway.
Okay, but this could have been a dangerous animal. Could have been a coyote. Could have been
a wolf.
Well, anything.
You know what it could have been?
What's that?
Goddamn bear.
Could have been a bear?
Or curse that bear.
What did someone?
I was like, yeah, goddamn bear, he's with this big bat.
You're my boy, right?
Yeah.
You're my boy.
Now, here we go.
No, I'm just...
No, go ahead.
You're not physically imposing.
Yes.
You're not strong.
That's why, you know...
You don't have a killer instinct.
No, but I wish I had that damn gun.
Okay, but no, that would make it worse.
No, I could put a couple of warning shots like Saddam used to do for his birthday.
You bring out all your neighbors to see your outfit.
Yeah.
It's not like...
What else can I do?
No, but it's not like your wife is under any illusions about what you are.
She
either.
Wanted me to go out there.
Okay, but you can't tell me she has some fantasy of you like kicking a guy's ass or fighting off a coyote to defend her safety.
No, but
right?
I think hearing me being killed would be a sign for her to call 911 and go on a dating app.
Because like you do realize... That if there was a person or
something... I'm a North Korean soldier, man. I'm just fodder.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're just sacrificing yourself. Okay.
It's a suicide mission.
The safer play would have been for you to wait inside the house until an actual tough man showed up.
Who?
I don't know. Call somebody.
I'm going to call the cops because I hear a noise outside.
Yeah,
I'm not
I mean, who
doing
are you
that.
Calling?
But Kimmy,
it's not going to draw thing. All the attention to your house.
No, but
yeah, no.
All he's,
I just want the dog to shut up.
No, but all he's doing is putting himself in grave danger because you can't
guess,
defend yourself.
But you're, other than the police
and
showing
you're not
up,
calling the cops.
Who else are you calling?
That's
at
it.
1:30 in the morning.
That would be there in like 3 minutes. It's called the sheriff's department.
Okay.
And I'm not pissing off Todd Baxter in the middle of the night because I hear a noise outside.
Do you know what? You don't want to show him your cool League of Their Own pink bat. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to JT. Hey, JT, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
So my weapon of choice is a sword.
No, it's not. Oh. JT,
you would look
come
pretty
on.
Crazy.
JT.
No, my dad went to like Denmark years and years ago and got this sword. I think it's decorative, and I don't know what to do with it, so it's next to my bed, and I figure I could chase somebody away with that.
Swashbuckle?
Okay, JT.
Yeah, well, you Errol Flynn in your front yard.
Is it heavy? Like, would it do damage, or is it more just the look of it?
He just said decorative, but it's from Denmark.
I don't know. Could be heavy.
Remember those Danish wars we all read about in school?
It's pointy on the end. I don't know.
Oh, never, like a I've sword?
Hey, JT, have you left the house with the sword to go check something out?
No.
Okay, that's good. Don't do that.
It'd be so hard to use.
It'd be the same as a bat, I guess. You could use it the same way.
The bat. Well, no, the sword is more dangerous than the bat. The sword is sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, JT. I mean, I will say this.
Right.
If I was breaking into somebody's house to steal something,
they showed up with a sword in their hand.
I'm more scared of sword than bat. I'll say that.
Well, sure. Yes, because it's also alarming that there's a sword there.
Yeah.
It also makes a cool noise.
Right.
I don't think it makes that noise. It's not sharp. Okay, well, that's a problem.
Like the sides are sharp.
Yeah, okay. JT, do you...
I know that.
Do you... But yeah, they would if you tried to hit them with it, though. Mm. Like, if they looked at it and was like, you know, what are you going to do? JT, do you live alone? Do you have a wife, girlfriend, somebody?
I got a family.
Okay, all right. So your wife is aware the sword is there?
Yeah.
No discussion about that?
Nope.
Okay. Good for you, man.
Nope.
My wife...
Yeah,
that would not fly in my house.
No, well, yeah, man, you're not anything sharp and dangerous. You can't touch. He uses those baby forks that they have. That your grandson, JT. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Yeah, we got it for everybody, just in case our grandson pops in at any time. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Again, Tommy, early Sunday morning. Here's a bump in the night.
Mm.
His wife sends him outside to go check on what it is. Big rubber boots, flannel pants, hoodie,
hat.
The piece de resistance.
A pink promotional League of Their Own bat.
Goes outside.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking around. He turns all the lights on. The kid delivering the paper sees him.
I'm out there like Rosie O'Donnell.
In all his masculine glory. Mm. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Where the heck did this go? I'm sorry. I just lost it. Ah, here we go. Sorry. This comes in from Justin. Justin says, just last week, I saw my shirtless neighbor in shorts at 3 a.m. with a golf club in his backyard on our security camera. Don't feel bad, Tommy. He was doing the same thing.
Oh, he could have been working on a short game. You don't know.
Okay, first of all, told you about shirtless. We were right about that.
Yeah.
Second, something I didn't consider. You're on someone's security camera.
I'm on my own, too, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Probably some that face your house.
Okay. 10 years ago, you could go outside shirtless in boxer shorts with a baseball bat, and no one would know because it's the middle of the night, right? But now, based on the amount of cameras in the average neighborhood, if you do this, someone is getting that footage and sending it to all the rest of the people you live around.
It's going
to
show up in one of those neighborhood apps.
You're right.
So put a shirt on, fellas.
Well, no, I think, well, I mean, if you can pull it off, go shirtless. It's more intimidating.
Is it?
It's not?
That's a criminal.
How do you know?
Well, he's not judging a beauty contest. He's doing bad stuff. You think, that guy's shirtless, I'll back off.
I think that a shirtless man, when you're not expecting it, is alarming enough for you to at least pause. Like, that gives me the opportunity to get the jump on him. Check this out.
But you also look more vulnerable without a shirt.
Do you?
Yeah.
Not like your bulletproof hoodie you had on.
Well, at least like I'm prepared for the weather. There is some prep to this.
Would it make you feel better about looking a little crazy in this situation if... Because I think every neighborhood has, like, one unpredictable neighbor that just kind of does this stuff all the time to the point where, like, you expect it.
Okay.
So if you are seen on somebody's camera shirtless with a golf club, you're like, well, at least you haven't taken, like, the title of craziest neighbor.
All right.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, there's at least I'm not, I know this is a little weird, but I'm still not the weirdest guy in the neighborhood.
Yeah, no, she's right. I mean, if you're not doing this on
but
a regular
I don't know
basis.
If Tommy's neighborhood has that guy.
So he moved.
So.
We had a shirtless guy in our neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I live in an old neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And he would do, like, a lot of stuff shirtless far into the non-shirt, the shirted season.
Okay.
And he also vaped.
Okay.
But like a vaping shirtless dude like doing things in the middle of the night would be a little disturbing.
Okay, so there you go. Like you're fine. There's already precedent.
Well, no, that guy's gone.
Yeah,
so maybe
he's
the crazy one.
All right, well, way to keep up the mantle. Take
what
that
do
up
you
for
want from me.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
For a while, Kimmy was an economic genius.
Oh.
If you wanted a business to be successful in Rochester, she had one piece of advice.
Put a brewery in it.
Put a brewery in it. But a story from yesterday may have thrown a wrench in that plan.
Oh.
Because a massive deal of a project that all of us in this room thought was going to be genius is no longer.
Oh.
You hang out in the break room. You hanging out the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. If you're listening to us on the radio, the Odyssey app, right? Like, you're getting a fun time. But if you're not watching us,
or you gotta watch us talk,
you're missing the party, bro. Log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube or Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube or Twitch. Watch our live stream. It's up, it's rolling. Tommy's got his maroon platform bowling shoes on today. You look like you're on your way to a showing of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Like, you're a pair of fishnet stockings away from being Frank Infurter. So check that out again, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF, from your friends here in The Break Room on WCMF. About 2 years ago, we got wind of a very unique idea in Wayne County. K2 Brothers Brewing had bought the closed Free Will Elementary School.
They bought the whole damn school.
They bought the school. And they were going to turn the school into a brewery and bar.
Yeah.
The company invested a ton of money to make different parts of the school into different places you could hang out. I mean, Kimmy, they had like games in the gym.
Yeah, they had a whole plan for this place. And I think they were trying to fill like a big part of it.
And they were going to keep the school motif the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You could drink in class.
Yeah.
It opened early last year. Folks were super excited about it, and all three of us here in the room were convinced this idea was going to be a hit.
Yeah, but it was out there a ways.
It's out in Wayne County.
Yeah.
Would have been a little bit of a destination for, I'm guessing, most people.
But you would think a school brewery would be enough reason to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out
this, what happened?
This idea we thought was gangbusters was not.
School sucks.
We were wrong.
Yeah.
Effective immediately. The Free Will K2 Brothers location is closed.
Yeah.
In a Facebook post, they said they were forced to do this because of rising ingredient material costs and lower than expected sales along with unfortunate events.
So people didn't show up, basically.
Kind of. Well, I don't know if you heard all of the things I said.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was a massive project.
Yes.
I mean, that was a pretty big risk to take. Could have been a hit or, it's something that people, I guess, just weren't as drawn to as they thought they'd be.
All right, so here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of K2, nothing to worry about. The Empire Boulevard location is still open. But, Kimmy, you are surprised by this closing so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, it burned out pretty fast.
Like 14 months.
Yeah, I thought, like, maybe it would catch on a little bit at some point. I guess it just never did.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We love to hear your voices. This isn't the beginning of the end of the brewery boom, is it?
I don't think so. It just sounds like they took on too much too far out.
Okay.
And yeah. They couldn't make it work.
Okay.
They pushed it too far. Like, it was too much. You overthought the plan.
Okay.
Like, that sitting in a school drinking a beer, am I going to drive all the way out there for that experience?
Okay, well, you're not.
And you may, but
nobody did.
Nope. I mean, to your point, even if you were interested in it, how often are you
right.
doing that? Look, it's not like a regular thing, I'm guessing, for most people, unless you live out that way.
Every town now has a brewery.
Yes.
Every town.
Yes.
So why, to your point, I'm going to pass like 20 breweries to go out to
including
this
their own. I mean, right. They have the already successful location in, I don't know if that's Penfield or Webster.
Webster, I believe.
Is it Webster, is that, technically?
I don't know. But here's the thing. No, yeah. But to counter your argument, that's why you do that, is because every town has a brewery. You got to do something to stand out.
No, it sounds like you
I love how you do it.
But the standout thing is just sit in a school.
Yeah. It's unique. It's
kind of unique, but apparently not.
Okay. All right. Look. So you're convinced that this is just a hiccup, they took on too much, and that's what
yeah.
the problem is.
You may have too many now, but it'll shake out. Like, we'll have the proper amount of breweries once they you know, we established, okay, this town can support two, not four.
It
happened, this town, when I first moved, it's the same thing that happened with cigar shops.
Okay.
So when I moved to Rochester in 93, there were no cigar shops at all. And then all of a sudden, every town had one of those mom and pop, humidor, walk in, get your cigars.
Like a cigar lounge almost?
Yeah, cigar lounges, the smokers, and then they were a hit. And then about 5-6 years, they had a good run.
Okay.
And then it kind of, there was just too many of them.
Okay, so in that way, you are saying this is the end of the brewery.
No, I'm saying there's still cigar joints in town, but you didn't need one in every town.
Okay, no, I get it, but like boom means blah, explosion. Yeah. Look at it, it's everywhere. Yeah. Look at all.
It's oversaturation.
Okay, so then that would be, by definition,
mm-hmm.
the end of the boom.
No, the boom, yes, but it won't go away.
Okay.
You're going to have your joints to go to.
No, I get it. There will always be places that brew beer.
Right.
I understand it. But, all right, if we go by what K2 says in their Facebook post, the cost of things for them, obviously, in this situation is what hurt them the most. But there are other alarming factors that are happening right now. Kids aren't drinking as much.
Okay.
And when I say kids, I mean like 21 to 28, yeah. right? But then again, Kimmy, those people aren't the ones you think of going to breweries.
Yeah, I would think... Brewery's a little bit older, like millennial and up.
Kimmy,
middle-aged fat people. Roly-polies. Not that young hipset that want to get laid.
You can get laid in a brewery easy.
With one of your mom's friends?
No, like those guys are three heads. Very easy. Come here, Jeff. Let me touch that beard. Kimmy, do you see this as a signal potentially of the end of the brewery boom? The broom, if you will.
With this particular one, no. I just think there were so many other factors in this one. You know what I mean? Like, if K2 as a whole closed, because like I said, they also have their other location, maybe that would be a sign that things aren't going so well. But I think this was just too big of a project for them to take on.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
So... we were actually a part of the system people that put that brewery system in.
Oh, so it's your fault?
Yeah, it's definitely our fault. No, it was definitely a large project. I feel like it was out there a little bit. These guys had a couple other factors that may have played a role in what had happened. But I think what you're seeing is emerging other things emerging, right, like canned craft cocktails and THC beverages and all these other drinks now that are getting popular that are playing a role in putting pressure on the craft breweries. That being said, there's still a lot of great craft breweries out there that are doing super well.
All right, so Chris, you're a brewery guy, it sounds like.
Yeah, he's a systems man.
Yep.
All right, so...
I try to be anyway.
No, I understand, but that's just it. Like, you could have the best intentions as a consumer, and then, you know, either you don't have the time to get out there, it's going to be less expensive somewhere else, you'd rather stay at home and drink. I mean,
right.
Do you find yourself, Chris, going to fewer breweries today than you did 3 years ago?
Not necessarily, no, but
okay.
I definitely believe that the market has matured in that the consumers kind of know the places they want to go close to their house. And like I said, the different wine bars and craft cocktails and things emerging just from gas stations and other things.
Okay, good point.
Probably
Tommy,
definitely play a role in guys going out.
Tell me, why are you getting mad at Chris right now? Because I can see the look on your face. Because
he's turning into systems guy.
I'm watching his face, and it's like, you know, in the Grinch, like when he makes that like frown and all the lines in his face show up? Hey, Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Cheers, guys.
There goes Chris.
Do you also think, so one of the big pushes now is non-alcoholic beers and beverages.
Mm-hmm. Is alcohol like alcohol?
Well, apparently I didn't have one last night. Because like that's a bit, like Heineken's pushing it right now, yep. And Guinness is pushing like there's zero alcohol. And I wonder if that's also hurting their business.
I mean, look, it's possible. There was a big to-do a couple of months ago. There was a story that said any alcohol is dangerous.
Yeah.
Like there's no...
Kill you.
I think Chris brought up another interesting point. Like, have we just gotten settled in, like, our favorite breweries and we're not willing to, like, branch out as much
anymore?
Well,
you got your joint.
Like, now I've found, like a handful of ones that I'll go to, and I don't really care about the new stuff opening up because I already found my spot.
It's very, very possible. But what I thought was unique about brewery culture, yeah. And again, if I'm wrong, tell me, 252 WCMF, is that folks that were into this stuff were always looking to try something new.
Yeah.
That's why these things were so successful.
Yeah.
Like your husband, for example, he loves craft beers.
Yeah.
He was trading beers with people to get the opportunity to drink new stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, maybe we're wrong. You're right. Maybe it has changed. I do think the other thing he brought up, the craft cocktails, the cideries, right? Like that stuff didn't exist 5 years ago on the mass scale that it does.
Right.
So like my wife, if I'm a brewery guy and she wasn't, she would come with me to the brewery. Now she has the opportunity to say, well, I want to go here now. I want to try this now.
Okay.
Well, also, and I'm thinking the ones, because I remember the trading beers was really popular, but it was because you had to go to Massachusetts or wherever that brewery was to get those beers, whereas now like those breweries have grown and you can buy them in like a closer store. So you don't have to trade them with somebody who went to the brewery to get them.
252 WCMF, yesterday, K2 Brothers Brewing announced their Free Will Elementary School location. The elementary school that they bought turned into a brewery and bar. It opened in January of last year, is closed immediately.
Damn.
They shut it down, and they said it was because of rising ingredient material costs, lower than expected sales, and unfortunate events. And we were convinced in this room this was going to be a massive hit.
Mm.
It was not. K2 still has their location open on Empire Boulevard, and it's very possible that this was just a project that was too big to work. But there are folks worried now that this is the signal of the end of the brewery boom in Rochester. Let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
What is the appropriate amount of breweries in Monroe County?
In Monroe County?
Give me a number. How many breweries we should have in Monroe County?
35.
35. Okay. So to that point, the closest thing we could find to a number was an article from a website called Day Trips Around Rochester,
mm-hmm.
which says there are 30 in Monroe County.
All right. So we're five away from the tipping point.
Well, no. I'm asking if 30 is too many.
Could be. I mean, and also,
you just
could
said
be,
35.
It could be, too, like, where are they clustered and are they spread out?
Okay.
Like, Fairport's got a lot of, like, bars and breweries right there, and also like ER has a lot.
Bar and brewery are two very different things.
But I
wonder if it helps them to be close because you can bounce around.
Could be.
Whereas otherwise you may just stay at the same spot. I don't know. I don't know which one works
better.
You could
do a pub crawl
places.
Almost.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no. I mean, Kimmy's argument was that K2 was too far out.
I think it is. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe that's it. If you cluster breweries together, but then again, you're gonna have one guy drinking for an hour instead of one guy drinking for 3 hours.
But maybe you get more people through because they feel like they can make multiple stops.
I'm thinking like at this joint you were talking about that was out in Wayne County. If this was in Henrietta, might be a different story.
It's funny you say that because Henrietta hasn't had a brewery since like 1994.
Yeah.
So think about that. Like if you had a school close out there and you did this, it may have worked. Because, you know, you got population.
But I guess my question is, the logic behind what you're saying is true. How come there hasn't been a brewery in Henrietta? Like the first one just opened since like 94. Why has nobody looked at Henrietta and been like, that's where we want to be?
Well, that's the new boom town, buddy.
Oh, my God. You also thought this elementary school was going to be a good idea.
So did you.
I know. We were wrong. That's what I'm saying. We were sitting here confidently going, let me tell you how this works. Yes, this idea was terrible, and I thought it was a good idea, but now let me give you a good idea.
Yes.
You know, you brought up the whole cigar shops and fad thing, right? Kimmy, is it possible that the brewery boom was a fad here in Rochester?
Do you think it was a fad here in Rochester, or do you think it was a fad with a certain age group?
Okay.
Like
well, that's
maybe
what a fad would be.
Right. But I'm saying like overall, not just in Rochester.
But possible. I mean, look, for the sake of Rochester period, I hope it's not. There's a lot of money and jobs invested in all this.
Oh, sure.
And I always thought this would be fad proof Because you were just as likely to find a 65-year-old guy at a brewery as a 35-year-old.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Right? Like,
it's
like,
still that way.
And that's just it. Like, yeah. I always assume, like, those 35-year-old guys would age into being, like, mm-hmm. if it was a fad, it was going to take 30 years for it to wear off.
Right.
I don't know.
And I also think a brewery is a little bit more family-friendly than your average bar. So, like, yeah. I don't think, like, having a family, having kids and stuff stopped people from going.
Yeah, no, that's a great point.
No skanks.
What?
You don't get? I don't think you get many skanks at these breweries.
What? Maybe that's hurting them.
Talking about?
And you don't go to breweries. How would you know what it looks like inside a brewery?
I've been
no
enough.
No skanks. See?
No skanks. So it's nice. Like, your wife doesn't want to see a bunch of skanks. So you take the family in there. The kids aren't exposed to skanks. There's skanky areas. This ain't one of them. It's more family.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the break room Facebook.
Unless you go to McSkanks.
Dale writes us, is that a burger place or a bar? I don't even know where you're going anymore.
Whatever you want. There's some burger in there. So.
That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, it's furry, but it's tasty.
Dale writes us on Facebook. I hope that breweries aren't struggling as a whole. This could be a case of K2 having two locations within like 15 minutes of each other. Were they that close?
I don't know. It didn't sound like it.
Webster to Wayne County?
Oh, it could be, yeah. Yeah, because Webster borders right there.
Webster, right, we don't even know if it was a Webster or Penfield.
You know, like, but you could leave Webster, like, you're right in the middle of the country.
Yeah. That's everywhere.
Nah, Webster's like right there.
Bro, there is
you
not.
You can't be in a Rondequoit and go, you're in the country.
Yes, you there is
you
not.
You got to go all the way through Gates in Greece.
There is not a place in the greater Rochester area where you can't be in the country in 15 minutes. From where we are right now, in 15 minutes, we can be in the country.
Right, so even quicker in Webster.
Going back to the actual story with K2, right? What sucks the most about this for the public in general is they took a risk and they failed.
Yes.
And it was a really fun idea that was nothing we had ever seen before. And you do have to wonder, do other places that have these big, cool ideas see what happened here and decide, ah, we're not going to take the risk?
I would assume,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that sucks for this community because that could keep us from getting some really unique stuff that would have worked. Mm. It's just now like, ooh, we got to be careful.
Yeah.
That might be the thing that hurts the most.
People pull back. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, like in a community like this, it's those little unique things that bring people around.
Yeah.
Right? Like you look at a place like Swillburger, that old church, it's an arcade that also serves like 1980s diner food.
Yeah.
Right? Like people come from out of the greater Rochester area to go check that out. Strong Museum of Play has become a monster, but that was another example of
that.
Like little stuff like
this.
We
need risk takers. You do.
It's big for regional tourism.
I understand that. But you got to have somebody with balls and money to want to throw it out there because these guys lost their ass. God knows what they put into this thing that they'll never get back.
Yeah, it's not good. It doesn't sound
Who's buying that building now? It's a two-time failure.
If the school wasn't a failure, they built a new school.
They failed the kids.
I don't know, like.
What do you put in there?
They tried to put. I wouldn't say it's a. Who's going to buy it anyways?
Right, so if those guys bought it, they're stuck with it.
Yeah, it's possible. Unless another brewery wants to take that run. I don't know, man.
What idiot is going to show up to Defunct Brewery?
Defunct, that's a great name for a brewery.
Defunct Brewery.
I'd go to Defunct Brewery. You wouldn't go to Defunct
Brewery. I might have to go.
It's got funk music every night. Oh, bro.
Okay.
It's our million-dollar idea. We'll buy it from K2. We'll have three funk bands on retainer that will rotate.
It's constant funk.
Defunct constant Brewery. Funk. All right. All of the beers are fun puns on funk musicians from the 70s and 80s.
All right. All right, we're done.
Done.
We're
brilliant.
Business plan done.
See?
Have the boys from K2 call us. My people call your people. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is supported by Ring. Because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected.
Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
I think this officially cements it.
What's that?
When we buy something we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
We are not returning it.
Yep.
Ever. Like, there was the tiniest percentage of consumers ever bring anything back. Because it does not get easier than this, but it seems no one's using it.
Oh.
You're getting out here, hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Back in 2017, Amazon and the department store Kohl's, which is the official place to buy all dad clothing, they formed a partnership.
The Dad Barn.
You got. They should change their name.
How is that not a thing?
Yeah, well, because no guy would buy his clothes at the Dad Barn.
I don't know,
man. Are we sure about that?
Look, I've already got a boot barn to go to. I don't need a Dad Barn,
Dads love the boot barn.
How many barns can I go to? I won't even use the Barnes firm anymore. Too many barns. No, I'm kidding. They're fantastic. Look, what I'm getting at is this. Amazon and Kohl's partnered up together.
Yeah.
And if you bought something from Amazon that you did not want anymore, instead of having to go through printing out labels.
UPS or all that stuff.
You could, you could use UPS to send it back to Amazon, you dumbass.
You can. So you can go to Whole Foods or UPS.
Okay. You can go to Kohl's.
A-hole.
You can go to Kohl's, drop it off there, and they would just return it for you. Well, sales are down for Kohl's, and they announced this week that they are going to test taking away the Amazon return from a handful of stores and see what happens. Now, I think Kohl's was under the impression that just getting people in the door would help
shop
them raise
money. Yeah, you start shopping.
You got it.
Yeah.
However, with hindsight being 2020, maybe helping out a business that is putting you out of business was probably not the best.
Weird partnership there.
And it also kind of seems like not enough people were returning it to make it worthwhile for. Okay. Does that mean no one is returning the stuff?
We got a lot of crap still in the box in the house.
Because, like, you are on record as being vehemently anti-return.
I've always been that way, yeah. I'm just late. My wife, the exact opposite.
And that's what makes it so good.
But she will go to the ends of the earth over stuff that I would have, I'm not doing that. I'm out.
Look, I'm with you. I never return anything. If I buy a shirt and it doesn't fit, I won't. Not only will I not try it on, I will buy it, take it home. It doesn't fit, and it just lives in my closet.
Yeah, it just goes in. Yeah, it hangs.
But I thought we were weird.
Mm. Oh.
Kimmy, have you ever returned anything you bought on Amazon?
Yeah, but only like expensive stuff. That there was one thing we bought. It was, long story, it was like for our internet connection. And it was expensive, and it didn't work. Like, there was a piece missing. So I did return that, but that was because that was an investment.
Okay. You can't say that without telling us how much it was.
It was like $80. But it was something that I had to replace. You know what I mean?
Why are you laughing?
I think I would have passed.
You would have passed on $80.
Yeah.
Did you not see the smug look on his face? Because he was waiting for you to say like $400.
Yeah,
you
but
said
here's
80.
The thing. Like, I had to go out and get a new one.
I know.
Or order
I'm
a
not
new
judging.
One.
He's no. the judger. I so, just laughed because I saw the look on his face.
So I can remember years ago, I bought one of those universal remotes.
Mm.
So you pair up all your remotes. Now you got one remote.
Yeah.
I had it in that house in Webster, right?
Yeah.
I never could figure it out. I never returned it. It just sat there. So I had like another remote that I did not use.
That did nothing.
Yeah. I spent $150 on this.
You bought $150?
And this is back years ago. I don't know, like today that's probably like a $300
yes!
item.
Where did you buy it from?
I forgot.
Oh, the sucker store?
Yeah.
Who sold you a $300 in today's money universal remote?
I don't know.
You're the dumbest person I've ever met.
I could have returned it.
Yeah.
I'll get to it later.
So Whole Foods now exists, but I guess... You know,
so Whole Foods makes it. They have a counter right there you can go up to and do it.
Amazon, you could just bring it to any UPS store.
Yeah, you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, like there, or like those drop-off boxes if it fits in there.
All right, so now I guess it's easier than to go to different places, but, I mean, there aren't UPS stores in every city in America.
No, there's not Whole Foods around the corner.
Exactly, but it seems that Kohl's has a way bigger footprint than everybody else. I don't know, man. Like, if I'm going to return Amazon stuff without going to any store, how hard is it to return that Amazon stuff?
Really easy.
It is?
Yeah.
What do I just put it outside and the Amazon guy comes and gets it?
Oh, wait, if you don't,
if I don't go to one of these places.
Yeah, you just print out the label.
And I just leave it outside and they take it.
I don't know if you leave it. How else?
I don't know.
It's really easy. How does it work? I don't know.
I've never done it where they picked it up, but it probably just tells you.
No, but I'm asking, do they pick? I don't even know if they do that.
Oh, I don't know.
At your own porch.
Yeah, because like they're cranking all the time. You got guys peeing in bottles because they can't take breaks.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can't
yeah.
imagine like, oh yeah, I'm happy to come. Sorry, I spilled some urine on your front step.
Yeah, but it'll keep the coyotes away.
252-WCMF. Kohl's Dad Barn is talking about it. Is testing getting rid of the Amazon return features in their stores and a couple of stores to see what happens. And this kind of signaled to me that people aren't returning anything from Amazon. But now that you bring up the UPS store, Whole Foods, I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Maybe we are returning stuff.
I'm not a big person. Like, I do not return things for the most part. Like, I want somebody to just be like, all right, this is going to live in my room now. Amazon, I've probably returned more things than normal. Just because it's so easy.
Amazon. Kimmy.
But
so
like
easy.
You literally just, they just scan something on your phone. They're like, okay, thanks. You don't have to package it up. You just bring in the item and scan it and it's good. You're good.
So the last time I attempted to send something back, I was doing it for my wife because she didn't feel good. And I was having a hell of a time. She goes, well, you got to return. You got to return. You got to return. So I was having a hard time trying to figure it out, right? So I call them up and they tell me, oh, we'll credit your account. I go, what do I do with the product? Oh, we don't need it. They don't need it. They didn't even want it back. I could have just... Nothing.
Well, yeah. It's the richest guy, one of the richest guys on the planet.
Right. Yeah. You know what? I didn't even want it. I don't want it back.
It is
a lousy... it was like $12. I'm killing myself for $12.
Well, what's funny about that is like lots of people have the story you just told.
Yeah, but I'm worth tens, bro.
But they look at that as like, yeah, I'm getting one over on you. No, idiot. You bought something that isn't worth them taking back.
They don't. Yeah, that's how crappy it's junk.
Like, I mean, that's just it, right? Like they're charging you money for stuff they don't want.
Right. It's not worth their time.
Wow, I got one over on them. Mm-hmm. I'll just keep buying this stuff that they won't take back from me because I'm an idiot.
I bought a whole bunch of, you know, those invisible fences, right?
Yes.
So I bought a bunch. I saw there was this deal for them online, the batteries.
Okay.
Load up.
Yeah.
Load up. Don't fit. I got the wrong ones.
Oh.
So I bought a pack of like 12 of them still sitting in the garage.
How much do they cost?
Probably about $80.
$80? But that's exactly what Kimmy fought to the death to go get back.
I didn't fight to the death. I just returned it.
I know. It's $80 and I should do it, but I'm not going to do it.
252WCMF, Beef Supreme FDS 2 tweets out.
Okay.
Duffy, completely wrong. Amazon returns are over 1 million per week in retail stores. Kohl's had to close 66 stores because they waste payroll on returns. Amazon charges retailers $1 per QR. Okay, fine. Right. What do you want from me, man?
Well, yeah.
I don't have inside information. I was just asking a question.
Now that I'm thinking about it, the last time I was at the UPS store, I was kind of in line behind a bunch of people that looked like they had handfuls of Amazon returns.
Oh. All right, 252WCMF. Let's talk to Debbie. Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Debbie. What do you got?
Yeah, I've ordered a couple things from Amazon. It was basically clothing, gifts-type stuff. Called them up. They refunded me and sent me out the right product.
And you kept the thing that you had initially?
What was that?
Did you get to keep what you bought in the first place?
Yeah, they said keep it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't even want it. Don't want your ugly skirt.
All right, now I'm not a businessman.
Skirt, Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy, and she wears pretty skirts.
Damn it, I'm so close.
Yeah.
All right, Debbie, I'm going to go. Can I throw a conspiracy theory out here real quick?
You sure can, dear.
Right, thank you. There's going to be a time like 20 years from now,
yeah,
right, where something's going to come out about Amazon where it was like, oh, they were doing that, and that's how they were making their money. We're going to go, oh, yeah, of course, because you can't make money sending out free stuff and then more free stuff.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't make sense. I'm not
their
a business
plan, yeah.
But it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's what they did for me. That's their problem, not mine.
You deal with it, Bezos.
Debbie, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it.
Good luck buying rocket fuel.
You too. There goes Debbie in her pretty skirts. Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
I know.
I didn't know you could call Amazon.
Okay, I think you have to be over a certain age to call Amazon.
Oh, when she said she called, I was like, that wasn't even a thought in my mind.
No, because when you were on the phone, Tommy was like, I called Amazon.
You called them too?
Yeah.
You
can like even chat with somebody on the app or the website, however you're doing it.
I'm not doing all that typing.
No, when you call Amazon, they ask you who played center field for the Yankees in 1972. And if you get the answer right, they let the call go on. All right, let's take a break.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at UnitedHealthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.